This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is appointing Walter Burnett, the City Council's longest-serving alderperson, to be the next chair of the powerful Zoning Committee. This comes after months of political jockeying among contenders for that post. Burnett is a moderate member of the Black Caucus and has spent decades on the council and years building relationships with some of Johnson's stiffest critics. Sources familiar with the plan tell WBEZ a committee vote on the appointment is expected Monday and a full council vote days later. Illinois' Attorney General wants the Surgeon General to warn young people about the dangers of social media. My colleague Alex Degman reports Kwame Raoul is joining a coalition of more than 40 other attorneys general. They're calling for warning labels, kind of like the ones you see on cigarettes. And they sent a letter to federal lawmakers asking them to craft a bill to focus on algorithm-driven platforms like Instagram and TikTok. Raoul and the attorneys general say those products are addictive, and a growing number of studies indicate teens are becoming more susceptible to cyberbullying, depression, and self-harm. The attorneys general say federal action on this is needed because those companies won't do it themselves. Mexican Independence Day celebrations kick off this week, and across Chicago, city officials are encouraging the public to enjoy events responsibly. In a video shared on social media, the Chicago Fire Department is warning drivers that caravans could make it difficult for emergency vehicles to pass through.
Remember, seconds count for us. So celebrate responsibly and safely. Y viva Mexico.
The city last year shut down large sections of downtown because of traffic from caravans. This year, an official Mexican Independence Day celebration is returning downtown for the first time in a decade. El Grito Chicago organizers say their two-day festival in Grant Park's Butler Field should provide a safe and vibrant alternative to those caravans. City officials say they'll take the appropriate measures to ensure safety, like enforcing traffic laws. About 6,000 people in Illinois are living with sickle cell disease. My colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana reports Versity Blood Center of Illinois and members of the Divine Nine Elite Black Fraternities and Sororities are hosting a dozen community blood drives across Chicago during Sickle Cell Disease and Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Hubert Stalling is a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity and helped organize those blood drives. He says the goal is to collect 300 units of blood.
One unit of blood can help save up to three lives. And it's important in terms of the African-American community, which is mostly affected by sickle cell anemia. They can take, of course, anybody's blood, but it's typically better when they get blood from other African-Americans.
Stalling says blood collected at the upcoming drives will go to local hospitals in the Chicago area. Weather, partly sunny, warm, a high in the low 80s, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 60s, and then continued warm this weekend, sunny, with a high in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.